Title: One Note Bass Groove Writing for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. All right, let's build a drum and bass bassline that feels alive and rolling using one single note. No chord changes, no melody tricks, just rhythm, space, movement, and processing. This is that pirate radio energy, like you're in a cramped room. The rig is humming, the meters are kissing red, but it's still controlled and tight. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass, a clean sub plus a gritty mid layer, and a 16-bar loop that feels like an actual section of a tune, not a boring 2-bar loop. First, quick setup in Ableton Live. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 175 BPM. If you're not sure, pick 174. Create 4 tracks, one for drums, one for bass sub, one for bass mid, and then a bass bus or group. In Ableton, you can just select the sub and mid tracks and group them. Name that group bass. Now we need to choose our one note. People will tell you choose the root note of the song, and that's not wrong, but here's a smarter beginner move. Match the kick tail. So do this. Solo your kick, and drop a tuner after it. Listen to where the kick rings. If it's hovering around F, write your bass on F. If it's ringing around E or G, consider using that instead, even if you thought your tune was going to be an F. In drum and bass, low-end tightness often matters more than theoretical correctness. For this lesson, we'll use F. Put your sub around F1, and your mid layer typically around F2, depending on the sound. Next, let's build a drum loop that invites the bass to dance. Make a simple 1-bar pattern. Put a kick on the first beat, so 1.1. Put snares on 2 and 4, the classic D&B backbeat, so 1.2 and 1.4. Add hats as 8th notes or shuffled 16ths. Don't overthink it. We are building a pocket, not finishing a drum mix. If you want instant swing, go to the groove pool and try a swing 16 groove. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 20%. The goal is a little shoulder movement, not full drunken stumble. Cool. Now the main event, the one-note bass rhythm. Create a MIDI clip on bass sub. Make it 2 bars long. 2 bars is important because 1-bar loops can sound painfully obvious in D&B, especially when the bass is repetitive. Set your grid to 16ths. Choose F1. Keep the velocities fairly consistent. We're going to get movement mostly from timing, note length, and processing, not velocity art projects. Here's the approach that actually works if you're a beginner. Start with an 8-note pulse for 2 bars. Just steady da-da-da-da. Then remove notes to create gaps around the snare. This is a big rule. Let the snare breathe. If your bass is holding through the snare transient, your drums will instantly feel smaller and less confident. Then add a couple of quick 16th note pickups before beat 3 and before beat 4. That's where you get that rolling, stepping momentum without changing pitch. If you want a concrete rhythm idea to try, here's a 2-bar pattern concept. You'll place hits in a few key spots, including a couple of quick ones near the end of phrases. But don't get stuck translating text into grid math. The real skill is steady pulse, carve holes around snares, add little pickups to push the groove forward. Now, note length. This is where beginners level up fast. Start with notes around an 1/8 note long, but shorten some down to a 1/16, so the bass speaks and then gets out of the way. And here's a really good pocket trick. Select all your bass notes and shorten the ends by about 10 to 30 milliseconds. Tiny change, huge payoff. If the snare suddenly sounds cleaner, you just learned something important. Groove is not only where notes start, it's also where they stop. All right, let's make the sub sound. On bass sub, load operator. Use a simple sine wave, just oscillator A. We want stable, clean low end. Set the volume envelope for short controlled hits. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, depending on how tail wide you want it. Add an EQ8 after it. Don't hype ass your sub. If you need cleanup, do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 HC if it's getting muddy, but keep it minimal. Optional. Add saturator, very subtle. 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. This is not destroy the sub. This is just a little density so it reads better and sits in the mix. Now we build the pirate attitude, the mid layer. On bass mid, load wave eatable. Pick a saw like wave for osc 1. Osc 2 can be the sine or square quietly, just to thicken. Add a touch of unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the tune small. You want width and movement, not seasick wobble. Put a low pass filter on it. LP24 is great. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 HC. Because we're going to automate it later. Add a little filter drive if it sounds too polite. Add some envelope amount so the filter opens a touch on each hit, giving a plucky, rolling feel. Set the amp envelope so it's punchy. Fast attack, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain low, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now we process it for that radio box. Pirate broadcast bark. Put saturator first. Drive it harder than the sub, something like 4 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. After that, add auto filter. You can stay low pass for classic DNB or go band pass for a more radio focused mid-range. Either way, we're going to map this cutoff to something you can automate easily. Then add EQ8. High pass the mid layer around 100 to 150 Hz. This is crucial, the sub owns the real low end. If your mid layer has too much 80 to 150, your bass will smear and your mix will feel weak. If you want more talk, do a gentle boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 1.5 kHz. Optional pirate grit, redux, lightly. A little downsampling goes a long way. Keep it subtle so it doesn't turn into a cheap video game sound unless you want that. Then go wild later. Then put utility at the end. Keep width controlled. Somewhere around 80 to 120% can work, but check it in mono and be cautious. The low end should stay mono solid. Quick mono check. Throw utility on your master and hit mono. If your bass suddenly loses all its attitude, it means you rely too much on stereo width. Get it sounding interesting in mono first, then widen carefully. Now we glue the layers and lock them to the drums with sidechain. Route both bass tracks into the bass group. On the bass group, you can add a glue compressor for light glue. Slowish attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1, only 1 to 2 dB of reduction. If it's pumping, you're doing too much. Add an EQ8 on the group if needed. If the low mids feel congested, a small cut around 250 to 350 Hz can clear things up. Then the big one, sidechain compression from the kick. Add a compressor on the bass group, turn on sidechain, and select the kick as the input. Ratio around 4:1. Fast attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release is your groove knob. Start around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Now loop your drums and bass and adjust the release while listening. Don't just look at gain reduction. Listen for this question. When does the bass re-enter after the kick in a way that feels satisfying? Too fast and the bass steps on the kick. Too slow and it feels like it's lagging behind the track. Set the threshold so you're getting maybe 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Enough to make space, not enough to turn the bass into a vacuum effect. Now let's make the one note feel like it evolves, without changing pitch. First movement method, filter automation on the mid layer. Over two bars, do a little dark to bright motion. Bar 1 slightly closed, bar 2 slightly more open. Then when you arrange out to 16 bars, you can make that rise feel like energy is building. Second method, tiny rhythm variations. Every 4 bars, do one small edit, remove one hit, or add a quick 16th pickup, or shorten one note. The rule here is, minimal changes, maximum impact. One confident silence can sound more arranged than 5 extra notes. Third method, ghost notes, but with a job. A ghost hit should do something specific, lead into a snare, answer a hat burst, or fill a gap created by a kick variation. If it doesn't have a job, delete it. Random ghost notes don't sound pirate. They sound like you slipped on the keyboard. And here's a swagger trick. Keep velocity mostly flat, and instead nudge a couple of non-snare bass hits slightly late, like 5 to 12 milliseconds. Don't mess with the hits that lead into the snare. Those are your runway. But a couple late hits elsewhere can create that laid-back pirate radio confidence without changing the pattern at all. Now let's arrange this like a reel roller. 16 bars. Bars 1 through 4. Drums and sub only. Tease it. Let the listener lock into the pocket. Bars 5 through 8. Bring in the mid layer quietly, filter more closed. This is like the signal coming through. Bars 9 through 12, open the filter a bit more. Maybe add a touch more saturation or blend in a parallel grit chain. Energy lift, but still the same note. Bars 13 through 16, create an impact moment with negative space. Drop the bass out for a beat right before snare, then slam it back in. You can add a tiny hat roll or a ghost snare to hype the re-entry, but keep it tasteful. If you want the signature or broadcast interruption moment, for one bar before a phrase change, put a bandpass filter on the mid. Narrow it a bit. Maybe lower the volume slightly. Optionally add a tiny room reverb just for that bar. Then snap back to full range on the downbeat. It feels like someone touched the wrong knob on the mixer and then fixed it instantly. That's pirate energy. Before we wrap, let's quickly avoid the common beginner traps. If your bass notes are too long, the groove blurs and your snare loses authority. Shorten note ends. If you don't leave space around the snare, your track won't feel like DNB, it'll feel like a loop fighting itself. If your mid layer fights your sub in the low end, high pass the mid, let the sub be the foundation. If you widen the bass too much, it'll collapse in mono and the low end will get weird. Check mono early. And with saturation, it's addictive. Gain stage. If you're clipping everywhere, you're not getting loud pirate, you're getting broken pirate. Now a quick practice run you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Write a 2-bar 1-note bass rhythm on F1. Duplicate it to 8 bars. Make 3 variations by only changing note length, adding or removing one hit, and adding one tiny ghost note that leads into a snare. Automate the mid filter so bars 1 to 4 are darker and bars 5 to 8 are brighter. Then bounce a quick demo and listen quietly. If the groove still reads at low volume, you've got real momentum. Then check in mono. If it still has attitude, you're winning. Recap. One-note bass lines work in drum and bass when rhythm, space, and movement do the heavy lifting. Build a clean sub with operator, build a character mid with wave eatable, sidechain it so it sits in the kick pocket, and create pirate radio excitement with automation, saturation, and tiny confident variations. If you tell me what kind of roller you're going for, liquid, Yonli, or more neuro-ish, and what your kick pattern is, I can suggest a tight 2-bar 1-note MIDI rhythm that locks perfectly to your drums.